Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Come away from the window, Miss Ellen. The night air's turned cool.
Oh, they're here, Hannah.
Yes, I heard the car.
Come and look.
You'll meet her soon enough. Let me close the shutters.
Oh, Hannah, stop fretting. I'm quite all right. Oh, look, she's standing down there in the drive with Lewis. I wonder what he's saying to her.
Now, don't you start fretting.
Oh, she's younger than I thought. Oh, look, Hannah, she's turned toward the light. Oh, she's quite lovely.
Miss Ellen.
Well, what is it?
I hope you won't let our visitor upset you too much.
Upset me? Upset me? Oh, Hannah, I've waited for this for years. It isn't just chance that has brought Tom Wakefield's wife back to Glory Point. It was meant to be. It was the moving finger of fate.
Perhaps it was.
Perhaps. Perhaps nothing. Ever since Tom Wakefield came here to Jamaica... Oh, they're coming into the house now. Lewis must be behaving himself. He's carrying Mrs. Wakefield's bag and she's smiling. Oh, Hannah, maybe it will all be pleasant.
Of course it will.
The table is nicely set. The candelabra.
Just as you ordered, Miss Ellen. Everything's polished. We're using the Royal Dalton dinner plates.
Good, good. And plenty of hibiscus flowers in the guest room.
You put them there yourself this morning, Miss Ellen.
Oh, so I did. Well, close the shutters now, Hannah. I've seen her arrive.
Are you going downstairs now?
She's a guest in my house. I must greet her. I only stayed up here because Lewis wouldn't tell me when she was arriving. I give in to my nephew much too much.
I don't think so, Miss Ellen. He knows, as we all do, that you are mistress of this house.
Yes, I am, Hannah. I intend to remain so until I've sold it. Now, I must go down and meet Kate. Oh, there's Lewis now. I always know his knock, as if he had no time to be polite. Tell him I'm coming down.
Hannah, I expected you to be downstairs.
Miss Ellen...
Mrs. Wakefield is here. She's waiting in the hall to be
well,
shown to her...
Well, for pity's sakes, ask her into the drawing room, Lewis. I'm on my way down.
Hannah, show Mrs. Wakefield to the guest room.
Lewis, I must greet my guest.
Hannah, do as I say.
Yes, Mr. Pomeroy.
I wish to talk to my aunt alone.
Yes, sir.
Lewis, what are you up to?
I want to talk to you, Aunt Ellen.
There's time for that later. I want to meet Kate Wakefield.
Of course you do. I saw you standing up here at the window, watching. I just hope she didn't.
She's young, isn't she?
That's hardly what I came here to discuss. Aunt Ellen, I came around to your wish that as long as Mrs. Wakefield wanted to come to Glory Point, we would invite her here for one night. One night. We are much too preoccupied at this time for house guests.
That is not true, Lewis. Neither of us have enough to do.
My dear aunt, try to live in the present. I am extremely busy, but that brings me to what I want to say. As I guessed, Kate Wakefield suspected that her late husband came here.
Thank God.
Listen to me, Aunt Ellen. Now, I felt under the circumstances it would be best to agree that he had been here once or twice.
Once or twice, Lewis?
Listen to me. That seemed to satisfy her. I do not want you or anybody on this place to mention Tom Wakefield while she is here.
Do you think you can give an order like that?
I have given it. Now, I want you to understand.
Oh, I understand.
I doubt that. But it's the way it must be. Tom Wakefield brought trouble here. I want him forgotten.
You think you can stop Francesca from talking about him?
She will not meet Francesca.
Lewis, I have lived much longer than you, and I know many more things. It was once called the wisdom of age. Your generation ignores it. Tom Wakefield was here. You can no more cut off the talk about him than you can collect spilled mercury.
I have cut off the talk. From all but you, Aunt Ellen.
Oh, I couldn't promise that, Lewis. Not to talk to Mrs. Wakefield about her own husband.
About her late husband.
I shall use my own
Listen
judgment.
To me, you... Aunt Ellen, why do you plague me like this when I know what's best? I shall have to give you the alternative.
You will tell her I am irresponsible.
She will find that out soon enough for herself.
Lewis, I always know when you're making threats. Your eyes become small and dark.
How can I get through to you? Aunt Ellen, Glory Point is not a safe place. Accidents can happen here.
I know.
It might be most unfortunate for Kate Wakefield if she were to hear anything from you about her late husband. I deeply hope that she will leave safely tomorrow morning.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your call to yourself?
This was your call, dear. You sneezed first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. And think how much we can save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
No, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
This is your room, Mrs. Wakefield.
Oh, how lovely.
It's cool. And these shutter doors open onto a little veranda. You'll have breakfast out there tomorrow morning.
I hear the sea. Are we near it?
There's a wall in back of the palm trees, and beyond that are the rocks that drop right down to the sea.
Oh, why would anybody want to wall it off?
I don't know, Mrs. Wakefield. The house was here long before I was.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Hannah Vale. I'm Miss Ellen's companion.
You're very kind to show me to my room.
You'll meet Miss Ellen at dinner. Is there anything else?
Did you put all these lovely flowers in the room?
The hibiscus? Miss Ellen did that. She raises them.
Have you been with her a long time?
Quite long. Dinner is at 8, but Mr. Lewis hopes you will join him for an aperitif at 7:30.
Thank you. Mrs. Vale?
I'm called Hannah, Mrs. Wakefield.
And I'm Kate.
Miss Ellen will like that.
Hannah, tell me, were you here when my husband came here?
Your husband?
His name was Tom. Long ago, he and I used to sail around Glory Point. I understand he came to this house once or twice.
We used to have many guests here.
Well, he was tall and blonde and very suntanned. People liked him.
I'm sure they did. I don't remember.
Oh. Well, thank you for listening to me.
Mrs. Wakefield, is that why you've come to Glory Point? Because your husband was once here, as you say?
There are some things about my husband's life that... Well, that I don't know. I'm trying to find out about them.
Mrs. Wakefield, I'm afraid you won't find out much. If your husband came here, he didn't stay. Nobody stays. Nothing happens here.
May I ask you one more question?
What is it?
Do you know anyone living near here named Francesca?
Why, yes.
I'd like to meet her.
She works up in a town called Negril.
Does she ever come back here?
How did you know of her?
Well, I understand she knew my husband.
I don't think so. She's been here very seldom.
I see.
Good evening, Mrs. Wakefield.
Well, Hannah?
I told Mrs. Wakefield you were expecting her in the drawing room at 7:30, Mr. Pomeroy.
I didn't ask what you said. I want to know what she said. Did she mention him?
A few times.
What did she say?
She simply asked if I knew him. I said no.
Very good. Now, if my aunt will be that sensible... Hannah, one more thing. Tell me, why is the dinner table set for 4 this evening?
Miss Ellen ordered it.
But you know it's only ourselves. And Mrs. Wakefield. That's 3. Why do you indulge her?
Miss Ellen said she would be joining...
Hannah, I am afraid my aunt is showing signs again of instability. Would you see that she has a sedative now? Mrs. Wakefield and I will dine alone.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.